This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. We'll have a playoff update coming up in moments as two top teams in the West have found each other again, this time in a bid for a Western Conference title. Several WHL players overseas in Finland preparing for the World Under-18 Hockey Championships. We'll talk to Team Canada member and Red Deer Rebels forward Connor Bleakley. And the WHL's U.S. Combine Camp is underway in Anaheim, California. We'll tell you about the changes this year to enhance the experience and hear from a former camp participant now with the Tri-City Americans. Well, the Western Hockey League gets a Western Conference matchup many have anticipated all season long. The Kelowna Rockets will face the Portland Winterhawks, two top teams in the conference all season long, and now they'll meet for the conference title for the chance to go to the Ed Chynoweth Cup. Kelowna posted a series sweep over Seattle to advance, while the Winterhawks wrapped up their set with Victoria Thursday with a five-game series victory. Winterhawks forward Chase Delio is happy to be moving on.
Victoria had a great series. You got to give it to them. They worked their hardest, and tremendous respect to that team and organization. So I'm just excited to get things going here.
Now the Kelowna Rockets stand in their way.
We have a little bit of a time here to recover now and study their game and their system. So I know myself and the boys are super excited, and we're going to prepare as much as possible.
Winterhawks forward Oliver Bjorkstrand hopes they fare better against the Rockets than they did in the four-game season series.
It's going to be a tougher battle in this one for sure. Like, they're a really good team. We've had some hard games against them this year. I haven't won against them yet, so we know it's going to be hard from game one. And we just got to prepare for the first game this week.
Kelowna opens up the series on home ice Friday night.
The quest for the Ed Chynoweth Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
Canada's under-18 team over in Finland for the World Championships. Eight WHLers were named to the initial roster, including Calgary Hitmen defenseman Travis Sanheim and Ben Thomas, Red Deer Rebels Connor Bleakley and Hayden Fleury, Tri-City Americans defenseman Parker Weatherspoon, forward Jansen Harkins from the Prince George Cougars, and Braden Point of the Moose Jaw Warriors, as well as Jake Virtanen of the Calgary Hitmen, although Virtanen did not go overseas due to injury. Meanwhile, Rebels forward Connor Bleakley ready to represent his country. He's been with his new teammates for a few days now before the start of competition.
It's been real good. We've kind of had to work out and practice every day, and it's kind of like a training camp, and just getting familiar with all the guys from the East, and everybody's kind of it's kind of settled in, and it feels like a team already. So it's good to see.
How tough is that to bring in the three leagues into a camp and prepare, for a major tournament like this?
Yeah, for sure. It's for the most part, everybody's kind of new, and guys are used to being the top guys on their respective teams, and here obviously not everybody can be a first liner, and everybody's going to have to adapt and accept their roles, and for the most part, I think everybody's done pretty well with that.
Eight WHLers, including a teammate there in Red Deer, Hayden Fleury, also on the roster. What's that like to be a group of eight at this event?
Yeah, for sure. It kind of brings some familiarity. And, I know pretty much all those guys. And, I've always played events similar to this, not quite as big of a stage, I guess. But anytime you can come over with guys that you know and good buddies, it's always a bonus.
Quick thought on your head coach there, Kevin Dineen. He, of course, took Canada's Olympic women about a month before the Olympics and led them to a gold medal. Your impressions of him guiding this club so far?
Yeah, he's been great. I've talked to him quite a bit, and he's a really good guy to talk hockey to. And obviously, it's pretty impressive the way he was able to take over that women's team in such a short time and come out on top. So, obviously, with him, winning is contagious, and hopefully that winning attitude will just continue on for us over in Finland.
Have you been overseas, and what do you expect over in Finland for this tournament? You'll open up against the Swedes on the 17th.
Yeah, obviously the European game and the bigger ice, it's a little bit different than North America. I expect a lot more skating, and I think the European teams kind of played a more laid back, almost a trap style, and it'll be a little bit different than the Western League, but I think the biggest thing for us is just to, play our game and get pucks behind the D. And I think if we play that way, it'll give us the best chance to be successful.
You know, most of these players are draft eligible as well. And maybe it gives you a sense of, you know, where you belong. If you allow yourself to look individually here, I'm sure that, you know, that's on a lot of people's players' mind, is the fact that this is a big event leading up to the draft.
Yeah, for sure. For all the guys at this tournament, obviously we're not in the playoffs, and it's kind of like a last impression on NHL scouts and NHL GMs. And at the same time, I think the most important thing is taking care of the team game. And when team has success, then the individuals on the team will have success. So going into it, that's definitely in the back of our minds. But I think that, the main focus is playing the team game, and that stuff just kind of takes care of itself.
Canada set to play Sweden on Thursday before taking on Germany, Slovakia, and Russia in the round robin.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, the ninth annual WHL U.S. Prospects Camp, powered by Under Armour, is underway in Anaheim, California. The camp will offer for the first time on-ice and off-ice testing for all players. The WHL Combine Camp in Anaheim providing a unique opportunity for U.S.-born players to take part with other top-ranked 1999-born players in the States and across Western Canada. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
It attracts many of the best players throughout Western United States, and as a result of the caliber of that particular player that's attending the camps, the competition level is very high.
Now, four WHL head coaches will be in attendance and are running the camps behind each bench. This year's coaches: Don Hay of the Vancouver Giants, Don Knockbauer from the Spokane Chiefs, Mark Hollick with the Prince George Cougars, and Malcolm Cameron of the Regina Pats. The WHL also sending WHL referees and training staff. Tri-City Americans defenseman Riley Hillis from Colorado attended the camp in years past. He recently spoke about his experience.
My experience was eye-opening. I mean, coming from Colorado, I never really saw that many scouts or even played with that many great players, and it's just a great opportunity for me to play with some of the best players in Western United States, but most importantly, get in front of every WHL team, and it was huge. It was a big step in my career.
Hillis says it was a first-class experience.
Getting on the ice for the first practice and just thinking, like, wow, like this is close to the real deal as it's ever been for me. And you get into the moment, and you're with, like, around the coaches and the trainers, and it felt like amazing.
The WHL Combine Camps are underway in Western Canada. They'll also return later this year in Dallas, July 24th, in Denver, May 30th, and Phoenix, June 1st, as well as Minneapolis, July 26th. Testing will be administered by the WHL in partnership with Okanagan Hockey Schools. Hey, that's the show. A complete conference finals preview ahead in next week's show. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners and Easton Hockey. A production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.